Bruchim Habayim again. It's Meredith to see the whole Olam together. And the MS is that we always try to keep the kasher between Chaverim together. The only real way to do it is through Torah. You meet your friend on the street, Benizmanim, and you ask him, oh, Shalom Aleichem, how's it going? Very good, Baruch Hashem. That's like a Shvach HaMaisis of keeping the kasher together, the emes away, the only mechaber, true chibur is Torah, and with the suda afterwards. So this is really the way to do it. The Gemara, the Mishnah tells us in Psachim Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara tells us in Psachim Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Arba kasi tiknu rabbanan darachirus der chazal mesakin four kaisis. The tzura, how Chazal are mesakin this mitzvah of Dalet Kaisis, is in a way that each kais is mekusher to a specific mitzvah shel amira. There's different brachas, amiras we say throughout the Lela Seder, and each bracha is mekusher. It's supposed to be performed in connection with one of the mitzvahs amira of the Lela Seder. Three out of four are clear cut exactly which mitzvah is nesiachas to that kais. So the first kais is Kiddush, the third kais is Birch Samazin, and the fourth kais is, like the Mishnah says, Goymrin Allah v'sahal, we're mashlim the halal on the fourth kais. The one kais which is not 100% clear, and maybe we'll see is maybe even the Machlokes Rishonim, is the second kais. The second of the Dalet kaisis, what exactly is the mitzvah that's mishtayach, that's zugestellt to that kais? We know that in the Seder Hadvarim, there are many, from the time where Moizig, the second kais, in the beginning of Magid, until the time that we drink it, many mitzvahs are done. We pour the kais in the beginning of Magid, then we go through the whole mitzvah Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, the mitzvahs Haggadah, then we maschil the chatzi arishin shel ahalo, then we make the birchas ha-geula, asher galanu, and then we drink it. So which part exactly of that Seder is the mitzvah which is Mekusher to the second kais, which is the mitzvahs kaisin? Is it the Haggadah? Is it the Halal? Is it the Asher Galonu? Is it all of the above? Which one is it? So in the Rambam, it's Mefurish, in the Rambam in two places, in Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud, he says, the kais rishon omer of Kiddush Hayoyim. Kaisheni kayur alav es Haggadah. The kaisheni, you kayur the Haggadah over the kaisheni. The Haggadah, Sipur, is what's mishtayach to the Kaisheni. And the Rambam in the Hagdama to his Nusach of the Haggadah Shal Pesach says also, Nusach Haggadah Shenagu Bo Yisrael, Maschil Al Kaisheni V'Oimer. You start on the Kaisheni and you say the following Nusach of the Haggadah. So in the Rambam it's Mamish Klar that the mitzvah that's shayach to the Kaisheni is the Mitzvah Haggadah. We find L'chayra Mavur like that in more Rishayinim. Because the Rishonim Dingzach on the Balamar, in Chavdalet Omer Aleph in the Dapei Rif, the Balamar says that since the Mishnah in Kuf Yud Zayin Mebeis says that between the second and third kais, you're allowed to drink extra kaises of wine, only Ben Shlish L'Revi Lo Yishteh, between the third, after Birch Samazin, between the Birch Samazin kais and the fourth kais, you're not supposed to drink extra kaises, but between the earlier kaises, you're allowed to drink. So the Baal Mar says, based on that, that if someone in the middle of the long Magid, he's in the middle of the long Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Kolamarba L'Saper, and he wants an extra drink, he's allowed to drink an extra cup of wine. Because the problem of drinking extra kaisis only begins Bein Shlishi L'Revi. Between the third and the fourth kais, now I drink extra kaisis. But beforehand, yes. So I Bazai Zak to Baal Mar, if in the middle of the Haggadah you want to liven yourself up with another cup of yayin, you're allowed to do that. Comes along the Mulchamas and the Rabbeinu David and the Ran, Kamari Shainim, they argue in the Baal Mar, and they say no. The Ganze Shaila and the differentiation that the Mishnah makes when you're allowed to drink, when you're not allowed to drink extra kaisis, is when you're drinking Bein HaKaisis. So you're allowed to drink an extra kais between the second and the third kais. So after Magid and you drank your second kais, before the third kais, there you're allowed to be Maisif. Mashenkin, between the third and the fourth, you can't be Maisif. But Les Man de Palig, says the Mulchamas and Rabbeinu David and the Ran, that if you're in the middle of a mitzvah ha-kais, when you're in the middle of the performance of the mitzvah of one of the kaises, whichever kais it may be, you're not allowed to bring in an extra kais while you're in the middle of being mekayim the mitzvah of a different kais. So Mameu says the Mochamas and the Ran and the Rabbeinu David, Magid, you want to be meisif another kais in the middle of Magid? You can't do that. Why? Because Dr. Mochamas, Kivan Shemazar Kaisheni, once you pour the second kais, Vehischil b'mitzvasei, and you began its mitzvah, the mitzvah of the second kais, which is Lishol v'lidresh alavis ha'agada, to be shoyel v'dayrish, the whole sipur, the whole sipur yitzis mitzrayim, ha'agada shol pesach on it. So it's asur to be mafsik in be'emtza mitzvahs, one of the kaises, to be mafsik and drink extra kaises. So you see, klar l'chayro from the Mochamas, Rabbeinu David and the Ran, that they held like the Rambam. That what is the mitzvah that shayach to the second kais? The whole sipur yitzis mitzrayim, the whole ha'agada, that's what they're saying. Even if you could drink bein ha'kaises halalu between the second and the third, but be'emtza the second kais, you can't drink extra kaises. And if you already poured the second kais in the beginning of Magid, and you were maschil its mitzvah of being shayel v'dayrish the sipur yitzis mitzrayim, so bistu be'emtza ha'kais, you can't be maisif another kais when you're in the middle of mitzvah ha'kais sheni. So they l'chayro clearly hold like the Rambam. Lefi these Rishayim, L'chayra, the Hashkafa Rishayim would be that L'chatchila, a whole time when you're saying Magid, you should be holding the kais like this. Holding the kais in your hand, just like every din when there's a kais shal bracha, a kais that is amir al kais, by Kiddush, by Avdala, L'chatchila is supposed to hold the kais. But the Avid, as long as the kais is b'fana, it's good. It's brought down that there were some gedolim that were takanoyig like that. But L'maisa, that's not the, in Shulchan Aruch, it's mavur, not like that. In Shulchan Aruch it's mavur that when you get to Lefichach Anachnu Chayavim, then you're noitel as hakais biyadei. And it says the Mishnah Berurah, b'shem the Tor, because there's a special inyan of being einarim shira el alayayin. So when you're starting the Chatzir Rishon Shel HaHalal, it's inyan of shira. So you should hold the kais. But it's mavur in the Shulchan Aruch that a whole magid you're not expected to hold the kais. So why takanat? If the whole mitzvah magid is what shayach to the kais sheni, why don't you lechatchila hold the kais? So, but Pashtus, the Afman learned in L'chayra, that maybe in Lamdus it should have been like that, but since it's a big tircha, most things that you know, Kiddush Avdala is a short amira, so it's not such a tircha to hold the kais all the time, but a marble, a sapa, b'tzias, mitzrayim, a whole agadah shal pesach to expect someone to hold the kais, it's more of a davar shal tayrach, so chazal, b'chiyah gavna, they weren't mesakin that you should hold the kais, and they were mesaymach lechatchila, as long as the kais is befanav, that's maspik. That's Pasha Pshat, what you would say. Maybe we'll come back at the end and say another Havana of why we don't hold the Kais, a whole Magid. Now in the Torah, in the Shulchan Aruch, Lefi the Havana of the Mishnah Berurah, it's L'chayra Mavur, not like this Rambam, Mochamas, Udi Imayu. Why? In Siman Tafayin Gimel Siv Zayin, it says in the Mechaber, in the Torah, and in the Mechaber, Moizgin Miyad, right away, after the Halach Ma'anya, before the Manishtana, you're moizig the second kais. Moizgin noy miyad, the previous sif just said that you say Halach Ma'anya, now you're about to say Manishtana. Moizgin noy miyad kais sheni, kidei she yishalu hatinoike, so that the tinoike should be prompted to ask, Lama Shaisin Kai Shani Kaidim Suda, that's gonna get them started with being Kadesh Yishul Atinaikis, asking all the questions about the differences that they see tonight. So the purpose why we pour the kais right before the Manishtana, in the beginning of Magid, Zakta Mechaber and the Torah, is some Zaita Gecheshman, Kadesh Yishul Atinaikis, to prompt questions from the Tinaikis. L'chayra is a big nafkamina between the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. According to the Rambam, mitzvahs Magid is to be set ala kais, and that's the vada why you pour the kais in the beginning of Magid, because Magid is supposed to be mishtayach to the second kais. Shulchan Aruch sounds like bats, and there's no reason to pour. L'shem the tachlis of Magid, you don't need to pour the wine to be mekayim. It's not that Magid is supposed to be set on the yain, but rather you want to inspire this spirit of Yishul HaTinaikis, so you pour in the beginning. Nafkamina gedayla would be, let's say you pour the kais of Kaisheni before Manishtana, you got the kids to all ask, and right after the Manishtana, the kais spilled out. Is there a reason to refill it for the rest of Magid? Or wait till the end of Magid when you're ready to drink the second kais? The Rambam of Adapur again, because Magid's supposed to be by the kais. But if the Shulchan Aruch that it really it seems that you don't need the kais for Magid. It was just this technical zaita gechesman kadesh yishu latinaikis. So once that mission was accomplished, you don't have to pour the second kais to continue on avadim hayinu ala kais. Perhaps there's other nafkaminas also. But al kopanim lachayu it's mavur from the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch that they didn't hold the pashtus. It sounds like they didn't hold that the takana of mitzvahs kais sheni was to be that Magid should be said ala kais hasheni, like the Rambam said, because if that would be the case, like the Rambam, it's very pashut why you're moizgin the kais right away in the beginning of Magid by the Manishtana, because that's where the Haggadah starts. The Mishnah Berurah speaks out beferish. He says, if not for this cheshbon of Kadesh Yishu Latinoikis, we wouldn't have to pour the kais until Aficha Chanachnu Chayavim, because it says in the It says in the end of the siman, siman tav and gimel, it says kishiyagia lelefichach magbia kolecha kaisay biyada at shechaisim gali. So when you get to lefichach, everyone picks up their kais and holds the kais in their hands until you finish gali Yisrael. So it says in the Mishnah Berurah, Shulchan Aruch, the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch hold, be'etzem there would be no reason to even fill the kais of wine until lefichach, because that's when there's a din to hold the kais. Before lefichach, there's no reason to have the kais of yain in front of you. Why do you pour the kais of yain in front of you? Just kadesh yish. Why do you pour the kais of yain before manishtana? Just kadesh yish latinaikis. If you pour the kais, had the manishtana, the question's asked, and then it's spilled out, there's no reason to refill it until lefich chanachnu chayav. But the question is, lefi the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, so what taka is the mitzvah that's mishtayach to the kais sheni? Like we said before from the Gemara. So the Mechaber, the Rambam learned that what's the mitzvah of the Kais Sheni Haggadah? The Torah and the Shulchan Aruch who don't seem to hold like that. So how do they learn? What is the mitzvah that's mekusher to the Kais Sheni? So one hatzah that one can maybe suggest is the Chatzi Arishin Shel Ahal. Just like the Kais Revi is Goyim Lo Aves Ahal, so Lefich Chanachnu Chayavim is the Hakdama to the Chatzi Arishin Shel Ahal. And maybe that's the pshat. Maybe the takana, the mitzvah that's mekusher to the second kais is the first half of Hallel. And that's why you pick up the kais by Laficha Chanachnu Chayavim and onward. But that's not so mashma, because the Torah and the Mishnah Berurah both say, why is it that you pick up the kais by Laficha? They don't say because it is Gemara, because the takana of Dal Kaisis was Bekesher to a mitzvah. Mitzvah being Chatzi Rishon Shel Hallel, they bring the Zayta Geinyan, Einayim Shira Al Alayayin, and you're saying Shira now, so it should be Alayayin. It's mashma that even this that you're picking up the Kais Belefichach is some Zayta Gecheshmet. It's not because, if the Pshat is the Takan of Dal Kaisis was the Chatzi Rishon Shel Hallel, just the same way Kiddush is on the first Kais, so Chatzi Rishon Shel Hallel is on the second Kais, and Berachas Mazon on the third Kais, so it's Pasha why you pick up the Kais Belefichach, because like any Kiddush or Havdalah, whatever Amira is Mishtayach to that Kais, you're supposed to Lechatchila hold the Kais. So what would be the next option? The next option would be that the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch hold that the mitzvah's kai sheni is the birchas ha-geula, the bracha of Asher Galanu, which is chayisim with Gal Yisrael. And there's taka smuchin, I think, from kama other rishayim. There's mashmaisin like that in other rishayim, that they held that the mitzvah that Chazal were makasher to the second kais is the birchas ha-geula on its own right, that birchas Asher Galanu. And then it would be very geshmak. The beginning of Magid, there's no reason to have the kais befanav. The only reason why we pour the kais in the beginning of Magid is Kadesh Yishu Latinoikis, which technically speaking, if it would spill out afterwards, you could just leave it like that. When you get to Lefichach, you have to pour the kais and hold it for Lefichach and the first half of Hallel because of the Zayta Gedin of Einarim Shira Ela Alayayin. And then when you get to Asher Galanu, there Avadi, you have to hold the kais because that's Mamish Zuhi Mitzvahs Kais Sheni to be Bekesher, to be set, to be performed Bekesher with the Birchas HaGeulah. There seems to be a stira in the Shulchan Aruch about this. As much as we're proving that the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch seem to hold that the mitzvahs kaisheni is not makusher with the mitzvahs haggadah, rather at most it's makusher with the birchas ha-geula asher galanu, there's other places in the Shulchan Aruch where it seems that he does agree to the Rambam that the whole haggadah is the mitzvah which is makusher to the kaisheni. Where do we see that in the Mechaber? In the beginning of the Siman Tav Ayin Gimel, the Mechaber talks about a case, Mamish Negeh, this year. could be a common shaila for a year like this. When the first night of Pesach falls out Matzah Shabbos. First night of Pesach falls out Matzah Shabbos. So at the beginning of the Leila Seder, we have a big, a whole Seder, what to do. There's, besides for the regular Kiddush, with the Shachianu, there's also Havdalah. So we have a system called Yak Nahaz. Yayin Kiddush, Ner Havdalah Zman. So what if a person is all excited to start the Leila Seder and he's used to what he does every year, and he does the regular, the Kiddush, the Yayin with the Kiddush, Agafen with the Kiddush and the Shechianu, and he forgets to make Havdalah. And he proceeds on, and in the middle of Magid, by the Hishamda, he's about to be Mekayim that Shlah of picking up the Kais special for the Hishamda, like the Mishnah Berurah brings, and he remembers, oi, we forgot to make Havdalah, it's Matzah Shabbos. So what should he do? What should he do? So, steht in Shulchan Aruch, Sif Aleph, Vimshachach lahavd, v'loy nizgar at shehischel ha'agadah, if you forgot to be mavdol, and you only remember the middle of, after you already began the Haggadah, he's somewhere in the middle of the Haggadah, don't make the Havdalah right then and there. Rather what? Yashlim ha'agadah, ad gal Yisrael, finish the Haggadah in the regular fashion until you finish gal Yisrael, va'achkach yavdol, and afterwards be mavdol. Why? Why can't you do it in the middle of the Haggadah? Says the Bir Halacha, in Sif Gimel, that this mechaber is based on the Mochamas and Rabbi David and the Ran that we spoke at earlier, that they say that it's true that you'll have to be Moisif extra kaisis between the second and third kais, as long as it's not between the third and the fourth kais, but in the middle of a mitzvah sakais, you can't be Moisif other kaisis. So if you're in the middle of Magid, that's the mitzvah of the kaisheni. So now you want to, in the midst of the kiyum of the mitzvah kaisheni, you want to be masik with a different kais, a kais shel havdalah, that you can't do. So therefore, you have to wait until you finish Magid, and then you'll be Mav. So l'chayro, ibazay is mevur in the Mishnah. The way the Bialach is being mazber, the Mechaber and Sif Aleph, it's mevur that he did hold like the Mochames and like the Rambam. That which mitzvah, shalamira, is the mitzvah which Chazal were Mekasher to the Kiyum of Kaisheni? Haggadah. Because that's why he's saying, you can't, if you were Shachach l'Havdol, and you remember Havdol to be Mavdol in the middle of Magid, you can't interrupt Magid. Why? Because you already hischil b'mitzvasa of kaisheni. But how does this stem with the other thing that was mavur in the mechaber? The mechaber said the only reason why you pour the kaishel yayin in the beginning of Magid is just kadesh shi'ish latinaikis. V'alt nish given fadem, zakta mishne brua, when would you pour the kais? You would only pour the kais by lefichach, because einam mishir elal yayin. So l'chayra, we have a stira in mashmois, what the shita of Shulchan Aruch is. On one hand, it seems that the mitzvah of the kaisheni is not the Haggadah, it's the Birchas HaGeula, because he's only being mechayev you to pour the wine in the beginning of Magid Kadesh Yishalu. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, why? Because if not for that, you would just do it by Lefichach Anachnu Chayavim. And even when you get to Lefichach Anachnu Chayavim, says the Torah and the Mishnah Berurah, why are you pouring the wine then and holding it then for some Zaitig Echeshbin, Einam Mishira El Alayayin, shame the Medrash. So it would seem that the mitzvah of the Kaisheni is really only the Asher Golan. But on the other hand, we have the other Shulchan Aruch that's saying you can't do Havdalah in the middle of Magid because of the Cheshbon of the Rishayim. That if you already hischil b'mitzvaseh shall a particular kais, you can't be masik with a different kais. Why is that considered you a hischil b'mitzvah kaisheni? If you hold that the mitzvah kaisheni be'etzem is only starts from Asher Golan. This is l'chayr the stir. So to answer up, maybe present a mechodesh deke mahalach in the shitas of Shulchan Aruch, I want to be magdim with two things. So he said, over the course of between the beginning of Magid and the Shtiyas Kaisheni, we have several things. We have the Ikar Sipritzi is Mitzrayim, then we have the Chatzi Rishon Shalahal, and then we have Asher Golan. Lama Klara Neshaila. The Chatzi Rishon Shalahal, and V'chein Anach Ashaila about the Asher Golan, which are not necessarily Tali Zeb Zeb, but we're going to clarify about both of them independently. Are those Dvarim Nefradim? Sipritzi is Mitzrayim, Haggadah Shal Pesach, Haggadah finishes at the end, you go through everything, the whole Seder Haggadah, until the Chatzi Rishon Shalhal. Then we start a new mitzvah, a new inyan. Inyan nifrad b'fnei atzmai, Chatzi Rishon Shalhal. And then you get to another inyan b'fnei atzmai, the Birchas HaGeula. Or are they all part, a chelik, of the Guf Maisa Haggadah, the Guf Maisa Sipritzis Mitzrayim? The mitzvah, the Maisa mitzvah of Sipritzis Mitzrayim is koil in itself, the Shevach of the first half of the Hallel, and maybe even the bracha of the geula as a chelek in the etzim mitzvah, ma'isa mitzvah of Sibutis Mitzrayim. So I want to bring kamarayas that it's all a chelek of Sibutis Mitzrayim. So the Chatzi Rishon Shalhal is easier. You look in the Sefer HaChinuch, and another Rishon they discuss that the tachlis, the sharashe ha-mitzvah of Sibutis Mitzrayim, at least a chelek of it, besides for being mashu shemuna, is also to bring to expression of Hakaras HaToiv to the Rabbani Shalom, to be mahalo to the Rabbani Shalom on what he did for us with the Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Maral says that that's the whole, says Beferish, that's the tachlis of the Yitzias of the Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim. Some Paiskim, Shlomo Zalman, quoted in Halicha Shlomo, even has it, is mitzadit to say that maybe if you didn't do any divrei halal at the end, you're not even Yitzias Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim, maybe it's ma'akir, maybe that's a chiddush la'alacha. But al-Kopanim, it's very reasonable to say that that's part of the Shlemus HaMitzvah, at least, of Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's part of the Ma'isa Mitzvah B'Shlemusa. What about the Birchas HaGu'ula? So I want to bring two riyas that the Birchas HaShoar Galanu is also part of Magid. Number one, there's a famous kasha the Rishayim ask, why is it that Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim is a mitzvah deraisa? So why don't we begin Magid with making a Birchas HaMitzvah? Baruch Atah Hashem, Elikeinu Malach HaYilam HaShoar Kitchanu Mitzvayisa V'tzivanu L'Saper B'Yitzias Mitzrayim. Rishayim ask this kasha that Fashid Nitterutzim. So the Nesivis in the Hagdama to his Haggadah Shal Pesach, Ma'is Nisim, Nesivis brings this, asked this kash on his own actually, and then he says he was happy to see he was mechavin to Rishayim, but he doesn't like the terutzim that the Rishayim gives, so he offers his own teretz. Zakta Nesivis, there's a klal that the Rishayim say in Hilchas Birchas HaMitzvahs. Birchas HaMazon is also a mitzvah deraisa, v'chalta v'savata uveirachta. Why don't we, before Birchas HaMazon, Ashbaruch Atah Hashem, l'keidu malachal mashar kachanu v'tzvayisa v'tzivanu, l'varech al HaMazon. We don't do that. Why? So the Rishayim say a klal, you have to learn up what's the amkas of this klal, but this is the klal that the Rishayim say, that any mitzvah, which the mitzvah itself is a bracha, loy tiknu a birchas ha-mitzvah is on a bracha. Birchas ha-mazon is a bracha, so loy tiknu bracha al-bracha. So Zakta Nesivis, Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim, even though it has a whole big arichas, it's not kuloy a bracha, but it has besoicha a bracha. What's the bracha? The birchas ha-gula, asher galanu v'galas ha-viseinu. And since Bechlal the Maisa Mitzvah of Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim is Nichlal a bracha. Memela, the whole Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim, Loitiknu Birchas HaMitzvahs al Mitzvah Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kivan Sheyesh Besoicha bracha. As I said, the Nesivis. So you see clearly that the Nesivis is learning that the Birchas HaGeula is a chelek that's Nichlal within the Maisa Mitzvah of Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's not a davar b'fnei atzmoy that we transition to after finishing Sipur, but rather it's part of the Mitzvah HaSipur. Nacharaya, from Rishayna, the Shibali Aleket says that the Mishnah in Ari Psachim tells us the Tzuras HaMitzvah of Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim is Maschil B'Gnus U'Mesayim B'Shvach. What's Maschil B'Gnus? What's Mesayim B'Shvach? So it's a Machlokes Rav Shmuel in the Gemara, what it means. But according to one man, the Amar, the Maschil B'Gnus is the Avadim Hayinu. And what's the Mesayim B'Shvach? Not clear in the Gemara. What's the Messiah in Bishvach? So the Rambam says that the Messiah in Bishvach, says the Rambam, is the Etzim Nisim and the Flois that we mentioned, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out. That's the Shvach. But the Shibali Aleket says that what's the Messiah B'Shvach? You're Messiah with the Shvach of the Bracha of Asher Galanu, Birchas HaGeula. So you see from the Shibali Aleket that the Birchas HaGeula is not something, a Dover Nifrad, that we do after we finish the Sipur, but it's the Siyum of the Sipur. Because the Mishnah tells us, what's the truth of the Sipur? Masal B'Gnosim Messiah B'Shvach. What is the Messiah B'Shvach? Learns the Shibali Aleket, it is the Birchas HaGeula. So you see, aside from the Nesiva, aside from the Shibali Aleket, the Birchas HaGeula, Asher Galanu, is a chelek, it's part of the Guf HaMitzvah of Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the Chatzir Rishon Shel HaHalo, we also established that that's Mestava, that it's part of the Guf HaMitzvah of Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim. Based on that Hagdama, I would like to be Matziah, Mahalach Tefen, for the Shitas HaMachaber. And we'll say Azay. Lo'oilam, B'yesoidai, the Shulchan Aruch is masking to the Rambam that the mitzvah, the chazal, were makasha to Kaisheni, is Haggadah. Mitzvah Sipur. Narvas. What does the Shulchan Aruch hold of a shtickle knetu over here? He says, Chazal were not mechayiv that the entirety of the Sipur has to be done ala kais. They were only mechayiv that a specific particular part of the Mitzvah Sipur has to be done ala kais. Which part? The chasima, the siyum. The siyum, the climax of the Sipur Tzitzis Mitzrayim, which is your Messiah b'shvach with the Birchas HaGeula, that is taifis a makam chashuv b'fnei atzmai within the chefsa of the Sipur Tzitzis Mitzrayim. And what Chazal were mechayev that it should be nemar lakais is magid, the inyan of Haggadah, but not necessarily the entire ma'isa arichta of Sipur Tzitzis Mitzrayim. But they were mesaken that the matbeya of the bracha with which we finish off the Sipur Tzitzis Mitzrayim, that must be said alakais. But not b'tayras, not like we mentioned before, it's sad to say that the mitzvah of the Kaisheni is not Haggadah, rather it's an inyan b'fnei atma of the Birchas HaGeula. It's true that the davar that Chazal were mechayiv to be mekusha to the Kais is only Asher Galon. But not b'tayras an inyan b'fnei atma of the Birchas HaGeula. Rather b'tayras the Shem Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim Shabbat of the Birchas HaGeula. Birchas HaGeula is a chelek chashuv of the Maisa HaMitzvah of Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim. That's the siyum, that's the Messiah b'shvach, has another mila, the very fact that it's a bracha, has a chashivas, according to some Rishayim, has another mila, that it has a specific matbeya, you can't say it, kol echad kefi tzachos l'shayna, the rest of the Haggadah, each one could say, you could make it, then you could say in your own words. But whatever is a bracha, that matbeya is a nusach kavua, kol mishanim matbeya shetavu chacham b'brachas, ein el atoya. So vibat is a specific chashivas to the Birchas HaGeula, within Sipur Tzitzis Mitzrayim. Chazal were in mechayiv that the whole entire Sipur has to be said ala kais. Only the Birchas HaGeula has to be said ala kais. But with what lamdas? Not as a lamdas b'fnei atzma. But toiras, the toiras mitzvah Sipur sheba that's was licked in the Birchas HaGeula. Memela, there's nothing being mechayiv us to pour the kais in the beginning of Magid. It's not required. And you only do that for a zayta gecheshbin of kedesh yishlo atinoikis. But now, we do pour the kais in the beginning of Magid. Me'ezetam Shia. Zolzayin is because of Kadesh Yishu Latinoikis. But now you have the kais before, we have the kais before Neinu. And we're maschil the Haggadah. Whatever you do say of the Haggadah when the kais sheini is before Necha, is misyaches and ishtalzach tzu to the kais. Because b'yisoydoi, the mitzvah, the chazal, or makasha, the kais sheini to, is mitzvah's Haggadah. Enechanami, yoitze kem and yoitze zayin with just doing it at the end with the siyum of Magid. Just doing it by the Asher Galanu. And there's nothing being mechayiv you really to do it earlier, to pour it earlier. But since the lamdas is that mitzvah's Haggadah is mekosher to the kais sheini, so if you did pour the kais in the beginning of Magid, and you were a hischel with the Haggadah, that's considered that you were a hischel in the mitzvah's kais sheini. It's true, the shir lamata is Asher Galanu, which is a davar chashuv within Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim. But the yisoid is that Haggadah is supposed to be mekosher to the second kais. So if you did meizat hamshia pour the kais in the beginning of Magid, and you were maschil lishol v'lidroish like the Lashon Ramban, so that's considered das haste in halacha that you were hischil b'mitzvahs kaisheni. And memela, the mechaber following the mechames and the rabbi and the David and the Ran is going to hold that it's aser to drink an additional kais in the middle of Magid, not only an additional kais, but even a kais shal mitzvah, like Havdalah. You now let it, if you forgot the Yak Nahaz, you forgot the Avdallah, and you remember the middle of Magid. You can't just stop in the middle of Magid and do the Avdallah, because it's Asr to be Mafsik and be Maisif Nacha Kais once you were Hischel in the Mitzvah's Kais Sheini. And Lefi Zeh, we could say a new Pshat in a minute, what we said before in Shulchan Aruch, we only pick, even though we pour the Kais in the beginning, we only pick up the Kais by Lefichach. Why? Because by Lefichach, Einayim Shira El Alayayin, and by Asher Galanu, that's the mitzvah's Kaisheni. But you don't pick it up a whole Magid. If the mitzvah's Kaisheni is Mekusha to Magid, Misvar, you should have to pick up the Kais. So we said Pashav Shaz just because it's Tricha Milsa, it's a big Tircha for a whole Magid. But Lefi this Shtickle, we have a new Avon. Because maybe this din that L'chatchila, by Kiddush, by Abdallah, you have to hold the Kais. This, the Chazal Mesakin L'chatchila, you have to hold the Kais in your hands. That they were only misakin that by a davar that they were mechayiv that it be said ala kais. Something that you're mechayiv that it be said ala kais. So there they were misakin that you have to hold it in your hands. But a davar that they were never mechayiv you may kara that it should be said ala kais. They only were mechayiv starting from Asher Galon, from Birchas Hagula. Just if you do pour it before, then you're already being maschil the mitzvah earlier, before you actually had to. So over there, we're not going to say, even though it's considered that you're maschil the mitzvah kaisheni, they were never mechayiv to pick it up. They only mechayiv to pick it up and hold in your hands a davar that they were mechayiv in the first place that it should be said al kais. But a davar that wasn't chiyuvi, you weren't mechayiv that it should be al kais. It's just if you were maschil al kais, then it's mishachas to the kais and it's considered that you're maschil the mitzvah early. Fine. It's genuk that it's befanecha. Just like b'diavad by Kiddush and Avdolah, as long as the kais is befanev, it's mesiachas to the kais. But you don't have to pick it up. You only have to pick it up by a davar that they were mechayiv you, meikara, that you have to say this ala kais. So just to be mesakim very quickly, the main point of what we came out with today is azay. What is kol chad v'chad, arba kasi tikinu rabban, kol chad v'chad navi b'mitzvah? What is the mitzvah of kaisheni? Everything else is very clear. What was the mitzvah of kaisheni? The Rambam says clearly, Haggadah. Yeishoy m'masher golonu. In the Mechaber, there seemed to be a stira. On one hand, he says you only pour in the beginning, Kadesh Yishua Tanoikis, but Vaista is otherwise, Dr. Mishnah Brura, you wouldn't have to pour until the end. But on the other hand, he paskins like the Mulchamas, that if once you started the Haggadah, ala Kais, you can't be mastic with other Kaises, even the Kais of Havdalah, because you're already in the middle of his Chabah Mitzvah's Kaisheni. So how do you reconcile that? So the Vart that we're saying, without getting involved in all the Rayas, the Vart that we're saying is that it's true there are only Mechai of you that the second Kais should be said on the Birchas Asher Galon, but not B'Toyos Adavar B'fnei Atzmai. Rather, Asher Galon, who, as we proved from the Nesivis and from the Shibala Leket, is a chelik of the mitzvah of the Ma'aseh Mitzvah Sipur. And B'Yisoidai, it's Sipur, it's Haggadah, which is Mekusha to the Kaisheni. But since it's a very long Arichis, the whole mitzvah, they weren't Mechayev that the whole mitzvah should be said al Kais. What they were Mechayev, the sheer of how much they were Mechayev, was just the Chasimo, the Siyum, the Matbeya HaKvua, the Nusach Shetiknu Chacham of Asher Galon. And that's enough, that's maspik. That's enough of the Haggadah being said al kais. But if you did me'ez etam shia, like Kadesh Yishua Tanoi, because you poured the kais already in the beginning of Magid, and you started Magid, so whatever you do say of Magid when the kais is already poured in front of you is all misyachas to the kais. And it's considered that you're maschal b'mitzvahs kaisheni, and therefore it's aser to be mafsik with the kais. Shal havdala. Once again, it's very nice to see everybody together. Shkaich for coming. And we should share many more get togethers of Torah and Chavish.